This is the Valley Outdoors. We're glad to have you guys with us. Don is here, Ava's here, and me. That's me. I'm Eric. We are here, and we are going to have a blast today. We're going to be talking a little bit about boat rigging with Bill Shimoda, the do's and don'ts, and how to make the upgrading of an existing boat that much better, and really help those new electronics, Don. You know those things are pretty complicated.
They can be.
How can you make them work in your boat? And he'll simplify it all for us. Stay tuned. That and more when we come right back.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Ava?
I'm here, as always.
I'm glad.
Would the show go on without me?
Well, it might not sound as good.
If you get a show, that means Ava's here.
Right.
Right.
I figure I better not say anything.
Not your
it's
best.
Safer
than your best not.
Yep. It's all truth, my friend.
She can close the speakers and the microphones
down. She controls
down
all the switches.
I wouldn't hear what I'm saying, or no one else would either, which is a bit of a problem, I suspect. Especially when you're in radio.
Half the time she got my mic off anyway, so.
Well, now you can hear.
Right. Now you can hear.
Now I can hear, yeah.
That's a good thing. So, had fun this weekend. I thought I was going to go out, maybe go fishing, and the weather was threatening. And so I told my girlfriend, I said, you know what, let's get you experienced in what you need to do when you back up boats and retrieve boats.
Okay, when you're launching.
So, yep, launching and retrieving. So we brought snacks.
Okay.
We bought beverages, brought them with us.
Good ones?
Launch here, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, we were out on a Sunday, so Sunday, the traditional Sunday kind of a brunch thing would be a Bloody Mary.
Sure.
So I had one of those. And we relaxed at the launch ramp and watched.
Okay.
Entertainment value.
Yeah. What'd you see?
Overshooting the runway, meaning your boat's in too far and you're power that thing over where it should be on the trailer, meaning a little bit too far to the right in this particular case. So back the boat back down and scuff mark about 2.5 feet along the side of the hull. That was something.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Another one where they hit the winch stand at a relatively fast speed, bent the winch stand.
That was loading?
Yeah, loading. Yep.
What kind of boat? A glass boat or aluminum?
That one was a glass boat.
Yeah, there.
Had a little momentum going.
Well, yeah. They.
The other one was one strap on, one strap off. Now, I have to say, now...
You're talking the back strap on the back of the boat.
The tie-down strap on the back. I have to say, we were in one of the FLW tournaments, the Walleye Tour, and my friends were helping me clean up. I was in the top 10 day, so it goes, everybody fishes, then it goes top 20, and then they cut to top 10. I was in the top 10 day, last day, day four, and it was here, obviously, it was in Red Wing, and we ended up... They were helping me clean the boat the night before, and so one guy took a strap off. I never, I never take them off at all, but then he put the strap back on, and I don't, because it's, I never go above 20 miles an hour on the highway, on the road getting to the launch ramp. Didn't think anything of it. It's dark out. We backed the boat in. Front one's off. I knew the other one was off. They assumed they were off. Oh, no. The boat turned sideways on the trailer. Couldn't get it off the trailer. So then we had to come back on the trailer, and it wasn't seating correctly, and had to cut the strap to get it off. And the boat trailer was floating up in one corner, and it was, yeah. It was not a professional move at that point, Don. So I've seen it happen. So that was happening. Plus, you had somebody would come in and sit crossways on the dock. Point is, things you need to do when you're going to the ramp. Number one, prep your boat before you get in line. That was a number one thing. People blocking the lane.
Oh, yeah.
Prep your boat. If you have a roller trailer, take the back straps off. Make sure the front ones are ready. Have your boat loaded. Don't do it in line while you're at the ramp, blocking the actual ramp. Okay. Second thing. You're coming up to the ramp. You're coming down the ramp. Have a rope off and ready. If you're going to do a roller, undo the roller when you're at the ramp and then back it down so you can simply let it roll off, pull the truck away. The other person can move the boat around. Blocking the ramps is the number one pet peeve, and it sends the attitude of anyone around that's trying to get their boat out or in through the roof. Not a good thing.
Well, it's not being courteous.
It's not.
And, you know, it's there's plenty in most launch ramps. I mean, sometimes you get these smaller ones where there's just a gravel circle and you get to back in. But if you got, you know, a public launch ramp, there's plenty of room to get everything undone except for the bow tie and then slowly back her down. I think one of the number one things people need to do is to practice.
Yeah.
Practice backing up the trailer because – too many, you can see, can't do it properly. So that's a key thing. And learn to drive with your mirrors so you can keep your windows down so you can hear somebody on the side. Look, if did these folks have somebody on the dock where they could throw a rope to?
Some did, some didn't. One individual had, I watched him launch, and his boat went out, and they both got in the boat and drove halfway down the marina and had to be pulled back because they forgot to put gas in the boat.
I know right. What's wrong with it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Yeah, it's being unprepared. I mean, I had it happen one time where I was literally floating in the lake, and a friend of mine came, an older gentleman, and he had backed his trailer in with the boat, and he'd gotten in the boat and he was trying to power it off the trailer, and I was practically laying on the floor of my boat laughing because he had both tie-downs on yet. And I said, you know, it would really help if you would take them tie-downs off.
It might. Otherwise, you'll want to bring the trailer with you.
Otherwise, the trailer and the vehicle's coming with you.
Coming right with you. Mm-hmm. I've got another story. I'll tell you next week. It will blow you away. Or should I do it when I come back from break? I can tell you.
Sure.
I'll tell you when I come back from break. It is one of the funniest stories, and I'd never told anybody this story. I always hope nobody would even think about knowing what it is. So
okay. We'll
be right back from break. Stay tuned. The story's going to be good. We'll be back. More Valley Outdoors right after this.